This week's parsha begins with the words "Vahi beYom Hashmini," and it was on the eighth day. And the Mefarshim asks, the eighth day? It was the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the inauguration day of the Mishkan. So why does the Torah call it the eighth day? So we know that 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a period known as the Shivas Yimei Maluim, Moshe Rabbeinu erected and dismantled the Mishkan every day, demonstrating the Avodah to Aharon and his sons. But the Avodah of the Mishkan officially only began on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the question is, why count that as the eighth day, when it was really the first official day of the Mishkan? For example, Lahavdil, in Major League Baseball, teams play spring training games before the regular season. They keep track of the scores and statistics, but once the real season begins, all the team's records are reset to 0-0. Why don't the spring training games count? Because everyone knows, those games are just practice. So too, the 7 days leading up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan were essentially spring training. So the Torah should call it Yom Rishon, the first day. So why does the Torah call it Yom Hashmini, the eighth day? So the Mefarshim explain, the reason the Torah calls it the eighth day is because the Torah is teaching us a deep fundamental lesson in Avodas Hashem. The spiritual world operates totally different than the physical world. In the physical world, you only get recognition for results. Practice doesn't count. Effort is not recognized in the standings. However, in the world of Ruchnias, you get rewarded for the effort as well. Granted, those 7 days were dedicated to practice, but those were very significant days. Because without those 7 days, we would never have the schus to get to the eighth day. It's only because of our efforts on those 7 days that Hashem granted us the eighth day. So those 7 days of amelus and hard work is not lost. It doesn't get stricken from the record. Hashem rewards us for our effort, even when there may not be any results. And that is why the Torah calls it Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, because your amelus, your toil and effort is also counted. And this brings to mind a beautiful insight from the Kotzke Rebbe. He asks, in Kriya Shema we say, and these words which I command you today, al levvecha, you shall place it on your heart. Vishinamtam levenecha, you shall teach them to your children. Ask the Kotzker, al levvecha, you shall place those words on your heart. Bilvavecha, in your heart. Says the Kotzker, very often we reason with our children. We explain, we demonstrate, we implore, and all our efforts are seemingly falling on deaf ears. The road to their hearts seems clogged and congested. Nothing can penetrate the iron walls they have built around themselves. Says the Pasuk, don't give up hope. Take your words and put it al levavecha. Place it on their hearts. Keep on teaching. Keep on persevering. Pile up your words on their hearts. Because one day, their hearts will open up and all that you've taught, all your inspiration, all your encouragement, all your koiches, all your efforts, will slide right into their hearts. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. There was a man who visited his friend in China once a year. One year, when he arrived, he was shocked to find a towering tree in his friend's backyard, standing well over 90 feet tall. But the most surprising part, just a year earlier when he was there, there had not been a trace of a tree, not even a small sapling. Perplexed, he asked his friend, I was just here last year and there wasn't any tree here. What happened? Did you plant a fully grown tree in your yard? And his friend smiled and he says, this is called the Chinese bamboo tree. It's a very unique tree. Once you plant the seed in the ground, you must water it every single day. And you must ensure that it gets enough sunlight. Because if you miss even one day, the seed dies. And here's the most incredible part. For 5 whole years, you will not see any growth whatsoever. Not a sprout, not a leaf, nothing. But as soon as those 5 years are up, the tree suddenly begins to grow at an accelerated rate. Sometimes up to 3 feet a day. In just a few months, it can reach over 90 feet tall. Truly incredible. But what is this tree teaching us? And perhaps it's asking us the very question we just posed. Does the tree take 5 months to grow or 5 years to grow? Was it the first day or the eighth day? And the Torah gives us the answer. Vehi biyom hashmini, it takes 5 years. Because none of that effort is lost. Every day of watering, every moment of faith and consistency was part of the process. In life, in avodas Hashem, in raising children and building ourselves, the results may come later, but Hashem values our effort. It's not just the moment of success that matters. It's every step along the way. Because in Hashem's world, what's beneath the surface matters just as much, and sometimes even more, than what we see above it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.